a lot of nice things to say about Free Talk Live. I don't know that much about him. I just know that he and I got along pretty well. He was talking about how nice it was in Los Angeles to be able to walk down the street and smoke a joint and not really worry at all that the police are going to even stop and talk to you about it. You know, that it's gotten to the point where it's just so common.
It's
that
not worth even their trouble, huh?
Right, they're not going to stop you and say, hey, let me see your medical card. It's just, they're not doing that anymore.
Effectively, in California, marijuana is legal.
Okay, Carell is now gone, and I think we're on, and everything's okay. But really nice guy. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here tonight. You can, of course, bring up anything that you would like. And we're going to start the show out with a special guest this evening, who is Derek J. Freeman. Good evening, Derek.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you. And by the way, you are on our Skype connection. It's one of the newest features here on Free Talk Live, where our listeners can also connect via Skype once you're gone, because it can only take one person at a time on Skype. But if you would like to add us on Skype, you can do that at lrn.fm. And by the way, with you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
And Derek J. It almost sounds like you're here with us.
It sounds to me like I'm with you guys. I certainly wish I was in the Shire, and I'm there in spirit.
I wish you were here, too.
He'll be here in about 4 weeks, isn't that right?
This is true. I've already booked all my tickets, the hotel, everything's set. I will be at Liberty Forum. I can't wait.
Now, you have not been... Wait, have you been to Liberty Forum before?
I was. I went last year. I was only there for one day. I missed a lot of it, but got to rub some elbows with some lovely people, and I look forward to being there the whole time, taking it all in. There's so much to do. There's too much to do. You can't do it all. So I'll be there soaking it all in, and I look forward to meeting you and the listeners.
Indeed. And from what I understand, there is going to be a screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the very first public screening of the director's cut of the film. We can talk more about that here and what's coming up and what's going on for you in a moment. But there's a really big project that you've launched within the last couple weeks that I'm so excited about. I'm glad that it's happening. I knew it was coming, and it's here now. And I wanted to make sure that we got that news out there to folks. Peace News Now has launched. What is it?
Well, drop in and opt out, Ian. That is the tagline of Peace News Now. It's a rehash from Free Agents Radio News that some of your listeners may remember from the past, which had to go away for a little while I went away to jail. And now I'm back, and I couldn't wait to report the peaceful evolution that's happening around the globe. And so the mission of Peace News Now is to inform and entertain and empower listeners to peacefully resist coercion in all of its forms and to inspire others to join the peaceful evolution that's happening around the globe. So, like, you and I love liberty, and sharing those ideas with each other is great, but if that's all we do, then we're missing out on a golden opportunity to awaken something really beautiful in the world around us. And you know this because you broadcast to the world for your show, but Peace News Now aims to provide the most shareable liberty content in the world. It's just 5 minutes, so it fits into everyone's daily schedule. Yep. It provides refreshing news of peace and freedom winning out over war and slavery. And it comes in both high-quality audio and video formats for maximum accessibility and shareability.
I was going to ask about that because that's important. Some people are going to want it in video, and some people are going to want it in audio. And I was wondering whether that was going to be the case.
So I was around when Derek was creating this Peace News Now idea, and everything that you just said about it being entertaining, concise, and informative, I remember when you were planning all this, and you really pulled it off because I've been watching them as they come out, and it is all those things, and it's perfect because you don't have to sit down and watch a big, long thing or listen to a long segment. It's not like you have to hear some talking pundits' views on it. You just get the news, and I respect your opinion on everything. So when there is opinion, I tend to want to hear that too.
Well, yeah, thank you, Allie. The goal is to keep it concise, and I post all of my show notes as an attachment to every episode. All of the archives are online at peacenewsnow.com, so if you miss an episode or if you want to really dig into a story, you can do that easily.
It's really a multimedia occasion because you've got video, audio, and the show notes, which are effectively a blog version of it too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Of course, you know, I read from a script when I'm doing the show, so the show notes include the script, mm-hmm. but they also include the links to where I got the stories.
Right,
it includes the author's name. You know, I want to share all this information, so if this is a new episode to people, if people are new to the idea of liberty and they're curious about a certain story, you can go as deep as you want.
And you were actually talking about one of the superhero crime fighters in the Northwest, Phoenix Jones, one of the recent episodes,
yeah.
And I was on your show notes at the time, and I went and I clicked and I watched the video that you were referring to when you were talking about Phoenix Jones, because I think those superhero guys are pretty interesting characters. So yeah, it made it really easy for me.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the idea of covering people who are doing something active to resist tyranny and to promote peace in the world. That's what I'm interested in covering.
Yeah.
So Peace News Now, we cover action takers, the vigilanteism of Phoenix Jones, vote with your feet solutions like the Free State Project, whistleblowers like Bradley Manning, independent private charities like we covered yesterday, Shire Sharing, and civil disobedience like Mega Upload Guy, Kim.com,
yeah.
And of course, my favorite, alternative currencies like Bitcoin. Which are really changing the way the world is going to do business.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like you're covering all the things that I want to hear about.
You can subscribe then, Mark.
Apparently, I
yeah, and there are lots of ways to subscribe. I mean, where can you find PNN? We're everywhere. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/peacenewsnow. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/peacenewsnow. We're on Twitter, @PeaceNewsNow, and we're on iTunes, so subscribe to the daily podcast from the iTunes store, or if you're really old-fashioned and you just like the regular website, you can find us at peacenewsnow.com.
Yeah, and also on peacenewsnow.com, if you have something besides iTunes, you can subscribe to the RSS feed, which is the little icon up at the top. Plus, you're heard on the Free Talk Live and LRN.FM streams basically all day long, multiple times a day. It's currently rotating in and out with some of our other news products, but I was so elated that you finally got this back up and running, because it gave me the excuse to take Fox News off the air from LRN.FM, which... You know, I didn't like playing them. The only reason I was playing them was because they were the only news provider that provided a regular podcast feed in the appropriate 5-minute radio standard format. And now, Derek J., you're the very first liberty-oriented newscast. Well, you were the first with Free Agents Radio News, but you are still the first today with Peace News Now. And you're doing it now 7 days a week instead of, I think, 5, which you were doing before. So you've even stepped it up.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, go big or go home. Well, I just want to inspire action. You know, I know the world runs on ideas, and ideas form our actions. And so some are constructive, some are not, and I want to promote the ones that are.
Can you stick with us and chat for some more?
Yes.
All right, more coming up here with Derek J. Freeman from PeaceNewsNow.com. Also, LiveForYourDance.com is one of his other websites. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. We can talk a little bit more about that as well. And, of course, take your calls. Maybe you've got a question for Derek. He's here. You can talk to you at 855-453.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here, although if you've got a question for our special guest here tonight, Derek J. Freeman, your call will be given priority. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie is here from her website, AllieHavens.com. It is your blog, Allie, and what will people find if they go there?
Oh, they'll find things that I find interesting, mostly the sort of what my idea of a blog. Sometimes I write things, and you'll probably learn something new. AllieHavens.com.
So that sounds good to me. Allie Havens, that's AlliHavens.com. And we'll, of course, continue here at 855-450-FREE. In addition to that, you can join us online over at FreeTalkLive.com. We've got a webcam, by the way. You can go watch, listen, and interact, because now we've got two webcams. Allie, you are sitting in front of the second
movie star.
Two webcams at the moment, and they do sort of switch back and forth. Thank you for being there and watching the cams over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can also chat with other listeners there because our chat room is built into the same page, so enjoy all that. Like the rest of the features on our site, it is completely free, so once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. The Liberty Forum, by the way, is coming up here in about a month. I touched on it briefly a moment ago, and Derek J. Freeman is with us. You said you've got your tickets, Derek J. It's going to be your second Liberty Forum. Allie, you've been to the Liberty Forum before,
yeah, I went
correct?
Last year.
It's, what is it, our sixth, Mark, I think? We've been to every,
I'm going to go for that. Sure.
We've been to every one of these, and they are just a blast every single time. It's so much fun, and I'm looking forward, Derek J., of course, to seeing you again, but also the hundreds of other people that are going to be there, many of whom we've met before, and some of whom we've probably never met before, because there's always a big group of new people at every one of these, which is one of the most exciting parts about it. Derek, what was, for you, one of the really attractive things about the Liberty Forum?
Well, of course, running into all different kinds of people. So I'm attracted to the Liberty Forum because I spend a lot of time with people who believe in the non-aggression principle anyway. But there's something special about being surrounded by peace-loving, freedom-loving individuals. And, of course, they're... are all kinds of things to trade and things to talk about and speeches that are given by people who I wouldn't have a chance to see otherwise. I'm really excited to see Tom Woods. I've never seen him speak, and I'm a big fan of his work and his humor. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him as well as many of the other guests, Bad Quaker being another one of them.
Yeah, Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker. Let's see, the guys from Bit Instant are going to be there. Jeffrey Tucker from Laissez-Faire Books. Kira Pikoff, author of Living Proof. Pete Eyre, of course, one of our favorites from CopBlock.org. In addition to that, Essam, the New York-based artist who became infamous this year with his drone campaign. I don't know if you're familiar with this one, Derek. Did you see this story about the guy putting up the posters in New York City?
Oh, wow. That guy's going to be there?
Yeah, that guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For me, I'm pretty excited because it's a huge, basically a huge civil disobedience campaign. This guy essentially going around the city putting up posters and then using the New York Police Department's logo in a poster. Most people would think of that's not civil disobedience, but it absolutely is. Almost everywhere there are prohibitions against using government logos without their, you know, express consent. So they've gone after this guy and charged him with multiple misdemeanors. Accounts of, I don't know if it was like impersonating a government agency or something like that, but some ridiculous charges.
And he's going to be speaking there?
That's correct.
He's
one,
right.
He's one of the most recently announced speakers, so it's going to be a blast. There's all kinds of great, exciting, fun things to do, and hopefully, if all goes as planned, and sometimes things don't go as planned, as we found out a few days ago when we blew through the release date for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the DVD, which is out of our hands at this point. It wasn't something we did necessarily. It's just that the DVD manufacturer was moving offices and there was just problems that occurred.
Just happened.
It's been pushed back several weeks, but the release date for the director's cut DVD of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is now the 19th of February. I have been promised that I will have a box of them in time for the Liberty Forum. So if you don't pre-order it online at order.victimlesscrimespree.com, you should be able to show up in reality at the Liberty Forum, and we will have them there available to you. And I'll be bringing your silver pen, Derek J., so you can sign autographs.
Awesome! The very same silver pen from the real-life premiere of Victimless Crime Spree.
That's right.
That happened in Keene, New Hampshire.
Exactly. So, peacenewsnow.com, that's what you're doing right now, and it's something that you plan on doing on into the future, right? I mean, this is a real project. This isn't some kind of flash in the pan. You're not going out doing active civil disobedience, so hopefully there are no trips to the cage in your future, and you can focus on cranking out some great media.
Right, so that's the idea. Some of your listeners already know that I'm in exile from the Shire, and so I'm looking for really what I would call safe activism, and this is activism that I enjoy. It fills up my whole day, and I'm going at it full-fledged. You know, I'm investing pretty heavily in my time, energy, and resources to deliver peaceful news to the world, and I absolutely plan on going forward with it in the future. I don't know if should I provide some background for what led up to the Victimless Crime Spree and why I'm in exile.
If you'd like,
I can give some background on that. Yeah,
certainly. People can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and they can get the whole story in an hour and a half long feature length documentary, which is available free on YouTube. So you don't have to buy the DVD; you can just go watch it tonight. But the
right.
DVD is definitely for the people that really want to get the ultimate version.
Right. So if you want the full scoop, you've got to go to victimlesscrimespree.com, watch the full movie. Of course, it's free. But just to tease it a bit so you know what's going on, if this is all new to you, in 2001, I was disturbed by the police state that I felt was growing around me. And so I left my home in the neighborhood of Philadelphia, moved to the Shire, New Hampshire, in search of more freedom. And now I'm a non-aggressionist, so I fit right in with the peaceful community I found in the Shire. But unfortunately, like most places, Keene, you guys know this, it has a gang problem. And I found myself the victim of some spontaneous and some coordinated gang violence. And I really only had my video camera and I guess you could argue my heart for defensive tools. And so with the help of you, Ian, and Bo Davis, and many others in the community, but most notably you two, I put together a documentary, and that tells the story in a pretty entertaining way, I think.
I think so.
That's it, Victimless Crimes Free. The real-life DVD, as you mentioned, you can pre-order from Amazon. The link for that is order.victimlesscrimesfree.com. And other than that, I'm in exile from the Shire.
Self-imposed
right.
Exile.
Absolutely. If people watch the movie, it becomes pretty clear that the cops have it out for me. They could arrest me for looking at them wrong. And then if that happened, I would be in New Hampshire State Prison for 3+ years.
Not good.
I don't want that. It's not very productive.
Yeah, you can't make peace news now if you're in a New Hampshire prison. So we are looking forward, though, to seeing you soon, Derek J., and I'm sure you will sit in with us on Free Talk Live one of the nights, at least for a segment or two, if you've got the time from the Liberty Forum. Looking forward to it, man. And once again, that's peacenewsnow.com. That's where you can go to get more of Derek J. every single day, all 7 days a week.
What more could you ask for?
In a little bite-sized piece, 5 minutes a day, that's all. And that makes it so anybody can go and enjoy it. Derek J., thanks for coming on tonight, man.
My pleasure. See you guys.
Yep, see you. More coming up with your calls. Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and it's 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers. advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us whatever you'd like. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com to do that. Once again, freetalklive.com, and we've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone, and if you'd like to access, say, our live streams, for instance, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, and you'll find all three of our live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. They're all there, and they're all free. Plus, you can access the podcast as well. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Anything you want for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be that you or somebody you love, you can get at manventureoutpost.com. Those things might be people who enjoy camping or hunting or shooting, somebody who's concerned about survivalism. All those things, you can find them at the best prices, the name brands at the best prices at manventureoutpost.com, whether it's ammunition. Lots of people looking to get ammunition right now. I've gone over there and checked, and they've got some in stock. I don't know everything about ammunition by any stretch of the imagination, but they do have stuff in stock. Knives or scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air gun holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and much more. They're family-owned. Members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And, well, they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. It's manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so we continue with you and your thoughts. And then coming up, not good news for the electronic cigarette industry. But first, we go to Chris in New York. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, Allie and Mark. This is Chris with National Gun Association. Just want to let you guys know that we could use all the support we can get in New York right now.
In New York?
Yes, sir. We've got a big rally in Albany, New York on February 20th. Governor Cuomo has signed into law pretty much. They're on the way to taking a lot of our guns, a lot of our rights, starting to limit the amount of ammo. They've already downgraded the size of the magazines we put in our weapons. It's pretty much an all-out attack on our Second Amendment rights.
Are they confiscating guns?
They're not at that point yet, and I wouldn't be surprised they tried to attempt that down the road. They did try to attempt that with the UN. They tried the Small Arms Treaty, within the past 2 years, and Russia didn't go along with it, and matter of fact, Russia got so upset with the whole situation, they didn't sign the Nuclear Arms Treaty again.
Chris, can I run down real quick my understanding of what some of the regulations are that you're dealing with there? You've got the reduction to 7 bullets per magazine that is in effect, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
In addition to that, you've got a regulation that states that if you have one military feature and a magazine attached to a gun, that it must have that it must be registered with the state. Is that right?
Yes, they're wanting to pretty much have everybody register their guns. Pretty much, I think it's a joke to begin with, because when you go to purchase the gun to begin with, you do a background check. The federal government's already aware that you own the gun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really not too sure where Cuomo's coming from, other than now he knows everybody who owns a gun, and if they decide to take it down the road, they know where you live.
Now, prior to this law passing, New York certainly wasn't one of the friendlier gun states. So prior to this new law, would I have been able to purchase a gun in New Hampshire for myself from an individual, so there's no paperwork on it, and then take that gun into New York legally prior to this law?
Basically, nobody probably would have said anything to begin with. If mm-hmm. it was a handgun, you would have been breaking laws in New York State. New York State has the strictest handgun laws next to Chicago and California. You go to Colorado, you go to Texas, you go to Florida, no big whoopee-doo. You buy a gun. It's really no big deal.
But if I had purchased, say, an AK-47 in New Hampshire and then brought that into New York as my personal firearm, that would have been legal, but now they're going to tell me I have to, if I have any guns like that, they have to be registered with the state or else it's going to be a criminal charge?
You're pretty much not going to be able to move anything in and out of the state by the time they're done.
And what's the time limit, by the way?
They don't want them in the state to begin with.
Obviously. What's the time limit on this? Like the time frame where they're telling people you must register your guns, and then at this certain date it will become, is it a felony if you have an unregistered firearm at that point that's qualified?
This is also affecting law enforcement as well. Most of the guys that are backing us right now are law enforcement, sheriff, state police, local police. A lot of them have firearms. So basically, you have a pistol that holds 9 rounds. The gun's illegal. You can't have it.
You're saying their personal firearms collections are being affected?
Personal firearm collections.
I'm surprised they didn't put an exemption in for police officers. Normally those guys get treated like they're better than everyone else. So that's a surprise to me.
Yeah, they do from time to time. But this time it's an all-out assault on everybody. It's very serious as to what's going on.
So you guys are going to have a rally of some sort?
Yep, February 20th, we're all showing up in Albany, New York. We have people that just contacted us that own businesses down in Liberty, New York, of all places, and they're closing their businesses down for the whole day. They're absolutely disgusted with Governor Cuomo.
And what's the goal, by the way? What is the goal of the this protest?
The goal of the protest is basically to say, hey, look, we've had enough. And we're not going to take it anymore.
What does that mean?
We're forming We the People Party in New York State.
A political party?
A political party in New York State.
Okay.
We've had it with the Democrats. We've had it with the Republicans.
What are the third-party ballot access laws like there?
We need 50,000 votes right now.
50,000 votes or signatures?
To become a party in New York State.
Votes? I'm sorry, just to clarify, you have to get 50,000 votes or 50,000 signatures?
They're telling me 50,000 votes.
Votes, okay.
This is what I've been told from them, or it could be 50,000 signatures.
Man, you've got a long road. I mean, have you ever been involved in third-party politics before?
We have a lot of people that are heavily involved in politics, mm-hmm. and it's not that big a deal.
Third party? Oh, it is a big deal. It is, absolutely. Have you ever been involved in third party politics before?
We're getting there.
I feel like with
that's a no. Okay.
If you're saying that the state of New York has like the most tight gun regulations of any other state, that I would think that those kind of laws would have already driven out a lot of your supporters, people that would show up to this.
you would think, but Ali, a lot of people in the world are very, very stuck, or they feel stuck where they are. Whether they're actually stuck or not is another question. But there are strings that tie people down, and it's difficult mentally to be able to cut those strings, which is why it's so difficult to find 20,000 people who are willing to sign up for the Free State Project and uproot their lives from wherever they are and move here to New Hampshire, as we did. Of course, we want people that are going to move here that love liberty on all the issues, and a lot of the gun people are definitely not liberty oriented on all the issues. So that would be, you know, that's one of my concerns when you've got, like, you know, say the Free State Project marketing to people who are gun owners in New York. How, you know, let's make sure we're marketing to the people that are really liberty oriented gun owners, and not just
a lot of them are.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you. This is not just about the Second Amendment rights. It's about the whole Constitution. Our rights have been slowly being taken from us, you know, over the past 50 years.
As long as those gun owners are willing to stand up. Yeah. As long as a gun owner is willing to stand up for a drug user and vice versa, then you've got the right person. And if that's you, Chris, you might want to look into New Hampshire as an option, the Free State Project. Maybe what the Free State Project should do is send somebody down with some flyers. Maybe Free State Now can do this. Send somebody down to your protest. Where can people go get more information about this protest?
You can go to nationalgunassociation.org.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Good luck. Appreciate hearing from you.
Hey.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control and bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Gun laws, New York State. Things aren't looking good over there. And I don't know if forming a third party is going to solve their problem.
I understand trying to do so. You got to do something, right? I mean, if you don't do anything, then they do whatever they want.
Then you're part of the problem. That's
the sad thing is that when you do something, it generally doesn't matter.
It's and too little, too late, in my opinion.
And you know what? What are people supposed to do? What are folks supposed to do there in New York besides what was the gentleman's name? I can't remember.
Good question. I don't make notes on those things. I apologize to the gentleman for that.
The guy from the National Gun Association or whatever.
Charles or something like that.
I mean, I don't know what's he supposed to do. What are they supposed to do?
Leave?
That's all you've got.
Yeah, that's
you don't
all I can
like
think
it,
of.
Leave. I mean, I hate that that's the answer, right? But the problem came in a long time ago when the first gun regulations came into play back in whenever that was. Gun owners let that slide. Or maybe they went and protested too, but then ultimately they did what they were told and they registered the firearm or they, you know, turned it in or whatever it was that we're talking about. Obviously, I don't know. I'm not familiar with all the New York firearm legislation that has, you know, come about over the years. But the reason why we are where we are and the reason why doing anything now is so untenable is because people went along to get along the first time and the second time and the 100th time, and now it's, you know, time number 1,000, and people are still, oh, now they're saying, that's it, the line's been drawn in the sand, we're going to form a third party and protest at the State House.
Well, I wonder, I don't know, I think it was the Gun Act of 1968 or something like that that made it so that felons couldn't carry weapons or something, but it hasn't been for very long in the course of the history of the United States that, you know, guns have been regulated in different ways. So, I mean, I just don't know what people are supposed to do.
I feel like these rallies, well, I like the idea of being around other people who share your opinion on an issue. That's all I see it as most of the time. I don't really know.
It's a social networking
thing.
Yeah,
it seems like social networking more than it is like we're going to make a big change here by all getting together.
No government.
It's hard to imagine the people at the State House in Albany, New York, quaking in their boots because, you know, maybe he gets – if it's hard to get people to show up at a state capitol.
Yep.
I'm hoping – I'm going to be optimistic and say he gets 50 people out there. It's hard for me to imagine
– Oh, I don't know. There were quite a few people that came out in New Hampshire. Give them a couple hundred.
500.
That would be more than I would expect, but that's possible.
500 people show up.
A lot of people
up.
Live in New York, so I could see that.
I just can't imagine that the legislatures, I mean, how many of them are there in New York?
You'd stand out there and freeze for a little while.
75 of them who are nice and warm inside, probably came through the back entrance, may not even know anybody's out there.
That's another issue.
Quaking in their boots and concerned about their getting reelected in the Empire State because they're doing away with guns at this time when people, you know, so many people are emotional. Emotionally charged by the school shootings. Obviously, you know, many of these laws wouldn't have done anything about this shooter, but you know, whatever, we got to do something.
Well, and I think that's a problem is that people don't know what to do, and there are options, but the options that are the most effective are the ones that people are least likely to take. So people,
what would those be?
Well, move to places where there are people who are like you. So if you're a gun-loving conservative, move to Texas. If you love the freedom to, you know, the right to bear arms and also love all other freedoms and you're a liberty-loving person, get to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because unless you have a real concentration of activism in one area, you're not going to have any chance at achieving what you're looking for. At least here, you've got liberty-minded people that are actually winning elections. I was pointing this out on the Facebook profile for Free Talk Live the other day, and I got some flack for it, but I pointed out that I was in Concord the other day for some state house hearings, and I asked the question, how many people in your state house, if you don't live in New Hampshire, in your government state house are Free Talk Live listeners, number one, and number two, you can actually sit down with them for lunch or a cup of coffee and talk to them? How many of them are there?
And the answer probably is zero.
The answer is probably zero. And how soon will the answer be one? How soon will there be one Free Talk Live listening, not just listening, Free Talk Live supporting a state house member who actually gives money to Free Talk Live and or buys advertising on Free Talk Live? We've got that in the New Hampshire State House, and we've got that today with only 1,000 people having moved here as part of the Free State Project. Now, if you know, if you think that's doable in your state, I think you're delusional. But please, prove me wrong and let me know when that happens where you live. The fact is, concentration makes a huge difference. And in my opinion, it's the only viable solution. You're not going to win forming a third party in New York and then trying to go and enter into elections. The guy had no idea what third party politics was like. I'm not surprised. Most people haven't done it. I've done it for years, and it's ridiculous. The ballot access laws in most states are outrageous.
We've been told all our lives that this is the only way to change something, and I get I'll bet you that he's gotten involved with some people that from the Libertarian Party and say, you know what we need to do? We need to, you know, get a third party going. And it's so hard. It's just so hard. I mean, if you're in New York, you're like, well, the Republicans are useless, and the third party, I mean, you know, it's there are so few options for somebody who's in a place like New York, which is, I mean, one of the least, it is the least free state in the union. It has been rated by the Mercatus Center to be state number 50 as far as freedom goes. And that's rough, but New York's a very important state. It's the one, you know, it really should be called the Keystone State, because it's the one that holds New England on. You can't pass into New England without going through New York,
unfortunately.
So it's important in that way. It's also, you know, the as far as a financial center goes, New York City is one of the biggest financial centers in the world. So a lot of money passes through that state. There's, you know, it's worth defending, but I think it was lost so long ago. I applaud anybody who's willing to stand up and do what they can, but I shudder.
Let's go to Anthony. He's in New York, and Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just had a couple things to say relevant to what you were talking about. I've actually called in twice before on the same two issues you're talking about. Obviously, I'm from New York, and I actually was registered as a Republican as soon as I could be registered to vote, and I voted as Republican, like, for one term, and then they had the Ron Paul thing going on, and as far as third-party politics goes, it's just, there's no way it'll ever happen in a state like New York. Like, the Republican Party just holds you out so hard that it's impossible. And nobody knows what's going on. I don't know if you remember, but I told you I had tried to find out how they picked the delegates to go to the convention, and nobody had an answer for me. I had to call like four different people. I had to actually call the Republican Party themselves, who the person answering the phone had no idea. and said they would call me back. They never did.
Yeah.
I feel like the temptation to start a third party kind of reminds me of, you know, when someone notices a lacking in the market and they think it's like a niche that they can fill and make a lot of money. You know, that's a natural instinct, I think, to see where something is lacking mm-hmm. and try to fulfill it. And I think that's what people, you know, are trying to do by starting third parties. But the government doesn't really allow for that. They don't want you to actually have choices.
At least in a lot of states. There are some states where ballot access is relatively fair. Vermont is one of those places.
It looks like New York's Republican majority has a Republican majority in the Senate.
Apparently that didn't stop the gun bill from going through.
I don't know how far it went through. I couldn't answer.
It's been signed by the governor.
Okay, well, that's rough.
Yeah.
The thing is that this city has such a concentration of the population that even though that the majority of the people like north of Westchester have more conservative sort of view,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really matter because the vast majority of the population is below that.
Because it's all about the numbers. And yeah. as far as, you know, the upper state or whatever, the west part of the state seceding, good luck with that. That's, you know, that's not going to be in the cards, okay. likely. So if you want to secede, you're going to have to personally secede. And I would recommend getting the heck out of there if you love liberty. And I have no doubt that there are some liberty-loving people who have been pushed over the edge by this and will make the, you know, the pledge to join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. But there are still going to be a lot of people who just feel like they're too invested. It's the sunken cost fallacy all the way.
Well, yeah, here's the thing that I actually had called about in the first place is that I don't think that the majority of people who, like, Sedali was saying, like, how many gun owners can you really have that, like, care about liberty and this and that? I think the matter of fact is that people don't want to leave their jobs and their family and their
it's
way
a comfort
of life
zone.
To figure it out.
Absolutely true. Anthony, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Hour number two is coming up. We'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE and online at Skype, lrn.fm. Find us there.
Quantum the vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.